This is a recording of the fourth and last mystery drama by Rudolf Steiner, entitled The Soul's Awakening, Soul and Spiritual Events in Dramatic Scenes by Rudolf Steiner. The foreword by Rudolf Steiner. Occurrences of a spiritual and soul character, portrayed in The Soul's Awakening, are to be considered as following at about a year's interval those described in the preceding play, The Guardian of the Threshold. Persons, spiritual figures, and happenings. 1. The bearers of the spiritual element. Benedictus. The personality whom a number of his students consider the discerner of profound spirit happenings. In the preceding soul portrayals, the portal of initiation, the soul's probation, he is represented as the leader of the Sun Temple. In The Guardian of the Threshold, there is expressed in him that spiritual current which wishes to replace traditional spirituality, protected by the mystic brotherhood, by a modern, alive, spiritual life. In The Soul's Awakening, Benedictus should not be considered as merely standing above his students, but as interwoven with his own soul destiny in the inner experiences of his students. Hilary Gottgetreu, the knower of a traditional spiritual life, which is connected with his own spirit experiences. He is the same individuality who appeared in The Soul's Probation as Grand Master of an Occult Brotherhood. 3. The business manager of Hilary Gottgetreu. 4. The secretary of Hilary Gottgetreu, the same personality as Frederick Geist in The Guardian of the Threshold. 2. The bearers of the element of devotion. 1. Magnus Bellicosus, called German in The Portal of Initiation. In The Soul's Probation and in The Guardian of the Threshold, he is the preceptor of an occult brotherhood. 2. Albert Torquatus, called Theodosius in The Portal of Initiation. The same individuality appears as the first master of ceremonies of the occult brotherhood in The Soul's Probation. 3. Professor Capacius. His individuality appears in The Soul's Probation as first preceptor. 4. Felix Balde, as the bearer of a certain nature mysticism in The Portal of Initiation, here in The Soul's Awakening, as the bearer of subjective mysticism. His individuality appears as Joseph Keen in The Soul's Probation. 3. The bearers of the element of will. 1. Romanus, here reintroduced under the name used for him in The Portal of Initiation. This is in accordance with the core of his being, which he has been endeavoring to reach in the years lying between the first and the fourth play. Friedrich Trautmann is his name in the physical world, used when his inner life has very little to do with the occurring events. His individuality appears in The Soul's Probation as the second master of ceremonies of the medieval occult brotherhood. 2. Dr. Strader. His individuality appears in The Soul's Probation as Simon the Jew. 3. The nurse of Dr. Strader. The same personality as Maria Treufels in The Guardian of the Threshold. In The Portal of Initiation, she is known as the Other Maria, because the imaginative cognition of Johannes Thomasius forms the imagination of certain powers of nature in her image. Her individuality appears as Bertha, Keen's daughter, in The Soul's Probation. 4. Felicia Balde. Her individuality appears in The Soul's Probation as Dame Keen. 4. The bearers of the element of soul. 1. Maria. Her individuality appears in The Soul's Probation as the monk. 2. Johannes Thomasius. His individuality appears in The Soul's Probation as Thomas. 3. The wife of Hilary Gottgetreu. 5. Entities of the spirit world. 1. Lucifer. 2. Ahriman. 3. Gnomes. 4. Sylphs. 6. Entities of the human spiritual element. Philea, Astrid, and Luna. The spiritual entities who further the uniting of human soul powers with the cosmos. 4. The other Philea, the bearer of the element of love, in that world to which the personality belongs. 5. The soul of Theodora, Her individuality appears in the soul's probation as Celia, the foster daughter of Keen and the sister of Thomas. 6. The guardian of the threshold. 7. The double of Johannes Thomasius. 8. The soul of Ferdinand Fox in Ahriman's realm. 12. He appears as Ferdinand Fox only in the guardian of the threshold. 9. The spirit of Johannes's youth. 7. The personalities of Benedictus and Maria also appear as thought experiences. In scene 2, as those of Johannes Thomasius. In scene 3, as those of Strader. In scene 10, Maria appears as thought experience of Johannes Thomasius. 8. The individualities of Benedictus, Hilary Gottgetroy, Magnus Bellicosus, Albert Torquatus, Strader, Capesius, Felix Balder, Felicia, Romanus, Maria, Johannes Thomasius, Theodora, appear in the spirit region of scenes 5 and 6 as souls, in the temple of scenes 7 and 8 as personalities living in a far distant past. In regard to the soul's awakening, a remark may be added similar to that made about the preceding soul portrayals. Neither the spiritual and soul events nor the spirit beings are intended to be mere symbols or allegories. To anyone interpreting them as such, the real character and being of the spirit world will remain closed. Even in the appearance of personalities as thought experiences, scenes 2, 3, and 10, nothing merely symbolical is portrayed. They are genuine experiences of the soul, as real for the one who enters the spirit world as are persons or events in the sense world. For such a person, this awakening presents a completely realistic soul portrayal. Had it been a question of symbols or allegories, I should certainly have left these scenes unwritten. In response to various questions, I considered adding a few supplementary remarks in explanation of this whole soul portrayal, but again, as on former occasions, I suppress the attempt. I am averse to adding material of this kind to a portrayal intended to speak for itself. Such abstractions do not play any part in the conception and elaboration of the portrayal. They would only have a disturbing effect. The spirit reality, here depicted, presents itself to the soul as convincingly as the objects of physical observation. It lies in the nature of such a portrayal that a sound spirit vision relates the images of spirit perception to beings and events quite differently than the perceptions of the physical world relate to the physical beings and events. On the other hand, it must be said that the manner in which spirit events present themselves to the inner perception contains implicitly the character, disposition, and composition of such a portrayal. Munich, August 1913, written by Rudolf Steiner. That's the end of the foreword and the end of this red section.